Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That is right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here on the Hype 87.3 in ATL. We do have a special guest checking in tonight. She goes by the name of Jet Jenkins. How you doing?
Hello, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us tonight right here on the Hype 87.3 out here in ATL.
Of course, I'm so excited.
Well, listen, I'm excited for people to get to understand and learn your journey, but give us a, you know, kind of a brief introduction of who Jet Jenkins is.
Yes, I'm a 19-year-old singer-songwriter from Dallas, Texas. I currently live in Brooklyn, New York, where I go to college, and I make kind of indie bedroom pop music with a little bit of punk new wave to it.
Nice. I love that. I love the fact that you're like kind of outside the box and creative with what you're doing in your music. You're not like kind of boxing yourself into one category per se.
Yeah. I just love so many different genres of music, and it's hard to stick to one. And I don't think that anyone really should. It's so much more fun to play around with any genre and any type of music.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And it opens you up to a bigger, broader audience as well, because, you know, there's lovers of music everywhere out there, but some people might prefer one over the other. So you, by tapping into other genres, that's absolutely going to broaden your audience as well.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. So take us back. You were born in Dallas, Texas. What was it like growing up in Dallas?
It was really interesting growing up in this big city. I was kind of in like a closed off town inside of it,
mm-hmm.
but I loved living in the city. And that's why I live in New York now. I had to stay where there is a lot of action and there's so many people around, but I definitely fallen a lot more in love with New York than Texas.
It's quite the probably culture shock and culture change moving from Texas, that's like in the, you know, South, versus moving up top to Brooklyn. So, you know, again, being in Dallas, you know, when you were younger, what did you aspire to do before you became a singer and songwriter? Or has it always been music for you?
It wasn't really always music. I mean, I played a lot of instruments growing up, so I was always surrounded by music.
Mm-hmm.
But I did musical theater and really wanted to be an actress for a while. And it didn't really, I kind of grew out of it. And then as I was doing musical theater, I found that the singing was what I really fell in love with and started writing my own songs and just became like a music fanatic.
I love it. I love it. How long were you in musical theater?
Oh, probably like 10 years of my life.
Wow.
I did it for a really long time.
That is a long time. That's dope. Give us some highlight moments from that.
Yeah. I've done so many shows. Like, I don't even know. I've done Chicago. I've done Into the Woods. What else is there? I can't even remember. Fiddler on the Roof. I feel like I've done every single big hit musical.
Wow.
I know all the lyrics and all the songs.
That's some big accomplishments. That is amazing. Is that something that you still actively care to pursue as musical theater now that you're in New York?
No, I really kind of stopped doing it in high school when I shifted towards songwriting. I wasn't always like super loving with musical theater, but I realized the parts that I did love was that singing, so that's what I moved towards.
So you got heavier into the music scene, you know, in your later years of high school or even going into graduation?
Yeah.
And you did, I know that you released your first EP when you were a junior in high school.
I released it when I was a senior.
Okay.
And yeah, so that was about 2 years ago. I'm a sophomore now in college. But yeah, I released my first EP in my senior year, but I had been writing those songs starting my sophomore year, so I'd been working on them for like 2 years beforehand.
Wow. Wow. And the EP, is it Through My Eyes?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we'll come back and talk about that because I want everybody to know where it started for you, but still kind of staying back in Dallas, Texas. Did you see yourself at some point in time leaving and moving to somewhere like the big state of New York?
Yeah, I was always wanting to get out of Texas, so New York was a good spot for me.
Absolutely, especially with, you know, doing musical theater. You know, I know that's something you're not actively pursuing now, but if you do decide you want to get back into it, New York's a great spot for that, along with pursuing your music career. What are you going to college for?
I'm a creative writing major.
Now that is interesting. That kind of falls right into what you're doing as a songwriter.
Yes, it does. I love writing poetry, and I kind of discovered that my senior year, and now I'm moving into all different fields of writing, and it's just wonderful to find like a way to express your emotions, and yes, writing has been the best thing for me.
Writing is an absolute form of therapy. It's like a mental therapy, you know, to be able to pour your emotions out. Do you write all of your songs, meaning that do you have anybody that helps you co-write, or do you write all of them yourself?
I write all of them myself. I feel like that for me has always been like an important factor that, yes, I wanted to keep.
Absolutely. When you're sitting down and you're getting ready to write a song, are you actually like putting pen to paper, or are you putting it on your phone? Talk to us about that part of the process.
With songwriting, I'm always putting pen to paper. I might jot down a few little notes or like one or two lyric lines that I think of in my notes app on my phone. But when I go into fully writing a song with that intention, I always have to be writing it on paper.
I love that. I love that. There's so many artists right now who have gotten away from that, or honestly have never even done it. And I'm like shocked, you know, that none of them.
I know.
Yeah. Wow. Like, I don't remember I don't know. It's just, maybe it's a female thing. We still believe in doing that stuff because I like journaling and writing on paper. But a lot of these male artists, they're like, no, I just put it on my phone. I'm like, okay, whatever works, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know you said that you write poetry. Have you ever transitioned any of your poems into a song?
I actually haven't. I've thought about it, but it just never, I don't know, it never worked that way for me. It might one day.
But. Right, right. For now, they're kind of good separately, I guess, because poetry maybe kind of gives off a slightly different vibe than an actual song.
Yeah, definitely. When I'm writing poetry, I'm not writing with a melody in mind. I'm thinking of the cadence of when it's being read aloud. So I do think I definitely think differently when I'm writing each of those.
Right, right. That absolutely makes sense. How long on average does it take you to write a song?
Wow. I feel like it takes me like 30 minutes, I'd say. But then I always go back and like do rewrites and revisit it after a few days.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. How many times would you say that you actually like go back and reread it and touch it up before you decide to record it? Is it a fairly quick process, or is it something you're real meticulous about?
I feel like I'm really meticulous about it. I definitely hold on to the songs for a while before I ever show them to anyone or decide when I want to put them out. I'd say like a few months. Probably.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Again, you know, you want it to be as perfect as possible before you put it out there to the world, because once you put it out there, it's out there. People are going to hear it.
Exactly. Yes.
Absolutely. How many instruments do you play?
I currently only play one. I just play guitar. I love electric, and I'm learning bass right now.
Nice.
But I mean, I grew up playing the drums. I played piano for a bit. I did the violin. I played the flute, the recorder. I played with everything until I found that but I stuck with guitar that whole time.
That is awesome. So you've played multiple instruments throughout your life, but guitar is the one that really draws you in and gives you the best, like, emotional feeling per se?
Yes, definitely.
Have you played guitar on any of your instrumentals, like where you did the live guitar and added it into one of your instrumentals that you've recorded on?
No, I have not. I don't think that I'm good enough for that. I leave that to the professionals.
You'll get there. You will get there. Because it sounds like you're super talented. You've done so much in, you know, just in your 19 years. That's amazing. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. I definitely want to do it in the future, but not quite there yet.
So let's talk about this EP that you released in your senior year called Through My Eyes. What did that EP mean to you? Because the title sounds very personal. Like, you want people to see through your eyes what you're seeing in the world. But kind of break it down what that means to you.
I mean, you definitely kind of hit the mark on that. It's a super personal EP for me. I think I wrote all of those songs shortly after my father passed. Mm. And it was kind of a way for me to grieve. And that's what those songs are about. And it really did help me. And I guess, yeah, it's just really personal and not something that gets talked about a lot.
Yeah.
And I wanted people to, music is what helped me get through it. So I wanted to create songs that might help other people through their hard times, if it's similar to my experience or not.
I absolutely need to listen to that. I lost my mother and my sister. So, you know, losing people close to you is like, it's unexplainable, the pain that we endure. Nobody will ever understand it until they lose like a mother or a father or a sibling. And I'm so sorry to hear that. How did that period in time, you know, losing your father, because our father is our first love. As a girl, as a woman, as a little girl going into a woman, our first love is always our dad. How did that, you know, affect your life when you lost your father, if you don't mind sharing?
Yeah, it definitely affected my life. I mean, it completely changed my perspective on the world. It changed who I am. I was really close with my dad, so it was unexpected. So it was a very strange feeling. And it happened like 2 months going into high school.
Oh, wow.
So I was going through a lot of changes. But I wouldn't be the person I am today if it hadn't happened. And I don't think I would have, probably wouldn't have gotten into music as much as I do. So there's definitely some silver linings in it.
Yes.
That helped me push through.
Absolutely. Yeah. Music is a mental therapy. Like, I know for me, I'm not an artist or a songwriter, but, you know, I'm a lover of music. I'm a radio personality. And I'll tell you, music has got me through a lot of, you know, traumatic times in my life as well. So I can certainly understand that. And I'm sure your dad is extremely proud of you, even though he's not here in physical form. You know, he's here with you spiritually every step of the way.
Yes, I love creating music, and writing those songs also helped me find a way to, like, honor him.
That is beautiful. That is so beautiful. How many songs are on the Through My Eyes EP?
There are 5 songs on there.
Okay. And it's on all the digital platforms?
Yes, it's on everything.
I'm going to make sure I check that out. And I might cry a little bit when I listen to it. I'm super emotional.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out and I'll let you know what I think about it. Is there any music videos that you shot from the Through My Eyes EP?
Yes, I actually have music videos for all of them, except only one is released right now.
Wow.
But I have 2 more that should be coming really soon. I just got, they were all shot on film, so they took a while to develop and kind of get all put together, but 2 of them should be coming very shortly. I just got some good news about them. So.
That's awesome. So we definitely have, we can anticipate some new visuals on the way. Coming soon.
Yeah.
Over the years that you've been doing music, your musical style itself, how would you say that it's evolved?
Well, with my new music that is coming out hopefully very soon, is a lot more influenced by the music I'm listening to now, like Sky Ferreira and Blondie, with a more punk element to it. It's a lot more upbeat than my last EP because it's just this change in perspective of who these songs are about and the experiences of them. They're not as slow with, like, my first EP had this kind of dreamy bedroom pop vibe, but I definitely steered in a different direction. But it kind of still keeps that, I don't know, but it definitely, yeah.
No, that's cool. I think that, you know, a lot of artists, you know, over the years, your sound and your style evolves because, like you said, you're, you know, looking forward to tapping into other genres. So with that being said, it's always going to probably consistently evolve for you. It's just going to continue to get better and you're going to really, really be in your element. It sounds like you already are in your element, but you may get even more in your element as you develop, you know, in the coming years with your music.
Yes, I definitely hope so.
What other genres are you interested in tapping into?
I've discussed doing a project that leans more into a country, like, folk vibe. Yeah. Because I do love country music. I love every genre of music. So that's definitely one I'm looking to explore.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a huge audience, a huge, huge audience. There's so many people listen to country music.
Yes, there is.
Have you, you know, experimented with it at all? Like, not necessarily put it out, but, you know, just kind of, you know, to yourself, experimented a little bit with some of that country folk vibe?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a few songs that I've written that kind of in my head have this melody that's definitely more country or more folk.
Absolutely. I know you have a new EP that's 5 songs that released this year in February, Break Cover Volume 1. Tell us about it.
Yes, that EP is all cover songs by 5 of my favorite female artists. I had seen some of my favorite artists like Fiona Apple and Phoebe Bridgers do cover songs, but I hadn't seen anyone release a full EP or collection of them. So that's a new audience or new experiment that I wanted to test out. So I picked some of my favorite songs, and then I found out after I'd picked all of them that I'd picked all female artists. And that kind of is what the EP signifies for me. It's these powerhouse women like Debbie Harry of Blondie and PJ Harvey who are changing the music industry.
Yes.
While it was dominated by males, and they just are so unique, and I've fallen in love with all of them.
I love that. Yes, women empowerment. We have to uplift each other because, like you said, we are absolutely in a male-dominated industry, and we have to, you know, no shade to the fellas, you know, but we have to let them know we have a long, you know, history with doing this. We have a loud voice, like, we will make stuff happen, right?
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. So, and I like the title, Break Cover. That's cool. So, and it's a volume one. So is it safe to say that this is going to be a series?
Yes, I definitely am planning on making a couple more volumes.
How much fun did you have creating this particular one?
Oh, I had a blast. I worked with a new producer named Nick Brown, and he just fully understands everything I say, and he knows the vision I'm going for. And we recorded at Blackbird Studios in Nashville, and it was just a bunch of new things happening, but they were all so exciting. And I just kind of loved being able to sing my favorite songs.
Absolutely. Did you already know those songs word by word before you decided to do the project?
Oh, yes. A lot of them I've known for, like, my whole life.
Awesome. Do you care to sing 30 seconds of one for us?
Oh, I don't know if I can do that. I'm not warmed up.
That's okay. That's okay. I don't like to put people on the spot, but sometimes people want to do it. So it's like, I always like to throw that option out there. No worries. We'll come back to you another time. Get them vocal cords warmed up. Drink some hot tea, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. No, that is really cool. So definitely a second edition of it, a second volume. Any idea, and you don't have to tell us who, but any idea of who you may do covers for on the second one? Have you started thinking about that yet? I know this one's still fairly new.
Yes, but I've definitely started to think about it. I know at least one artist that I'll have on there, which is my favorite band of all time, Wolf Alice.
Awesome. Awesome. That is awesome. I love the fact that you're paying homage really to the people that it sounds like inspires you.
Oh, yes. That's what I really wanted to do with these projects.
Yeah, that is amazing. Now we have to get them to hear it, to see how much justice you did in doing a rendition of their song. Yeah. Is there going to be any type of visuals created for the break cover project?
I don't have anything planned for this break cover project. Maybe on the next one in the future.
Yeah.
But not this one, sadly.
Yeah. Understood. You're busy with school right now, right?
Yes, I am. But I'm wrapping up my second year, so.
What is work-life balance look like for you? Because it's, you know, you're going to school, you're, you know, a singer, a songwriter, and you still have to make time for yourself, that me time, you know. How do you juggle all of it?
Well, I do a lot of meditation, and I really just like to stick to a schedule with things. I'm very much a routine person, so kind of just map things out, and then as long as I stick to the schedule, I don't get too stressed out.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what it is just finding structure, kind of planning everything out, because otherwise we can get a little crazy. You know, like you said, getting stressed out and being all over the place. So it sounds like you have a pretty structured situation. I love it.
Yeah, I have to.
So how do you like it out there in Brooklyn?
I love it. I mean, I really don't even go into Manhattan. I just love Brooklyn so much and kind of the quietness here.
Absolutely. What was the biggest change from moving from Dallas, Texas to Brooklyn, New York? That like, you know, maybe in the culture or just, you know, the people, what was the biggest change that maybe you had to get used to?
Honestly, I'd say having to walk everywhere. I had a car in Dallas, and I loved driving.
Yeah.
So it was a hard adjustment to getting rid of that idea.
Right, right. At least you're getting your steps in every day, though, right?
Yes.
What about the weather? Was that easy to adapt to?
Yeah, actually. I feel like, at least with the summers, I'm used to them. As some people might not be. I'm used to the humidity and the hotness, but... Right. I've gotten lucky and haven't had too many super cold winters here. But I mean, Dallas does get a lot of ice, so I've known my fair share of cold weather.
Okay. So that was somewhat fairly easy to get acclimated to. It was going from driving a lot to having to walk a lot. That was a big change for you.
Yes.
I know that you have a big show coming up on April 25th in New York City. Tell us about it.
Yes. The date actually just got changed to April 15th.
Oh, so they bumped it up some. Okay.
Yes. But I'm very excited. I kind of took a break from shows for a while and focused on this EP and the next one that's coming forth. But I'm excited to get back into playing live shows.
Definitely.
Started to grow quite fond of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Where is this one going to be located at? What's the venue?
The Bowery Electric.
The Bowery Electric. Okay. And are you performing, like, is it multiple artists performing or are you like a headliner situation? What exactly can people expect when they come and watch you perform?
I believe it will be multiple artists performing,
nice.
But I have to double check all that. I haven't gotten the confirmation on that part yet.
Okay, so people can probably follow you on social media to stay in tune with what you got going on. And also, we encourage them to check out your EPs. Now, I know you've got the Through My Eyes and you have Break Cover. Is there other projects that you released in between those two, or has it been like singles that you've been putting out?
I've released a few singles in between those two, but I just finished recording and working on a new EP of original songs that will hopefully be out during the summer is what I'm shooting for. And those will have 6 songs. So I'm very excited.
Absolutely. I love your work ethic. You like are making things happen.
Yeah.
Like going to school full time, still, like I said, dealing, having a personal life and finding the time to put a whole other EP together. So this new EP that we can anticipate possibly this coming summer with 6 songs, how long has that one been in the works?
I'd say it's been in the works for maybe like 3 years. I started writing some of the songs right after I had recorded my first EP. So okay. Some of those are from 2021, and then some of them I wrote maybe even just 6 months ago. So yeah. They're kind of all from those past 3 years. Yeah.
I love that you took your time with it, because it's probably going to really give us a lot about you, because it's over a period of time. It wasn't something you threw together in like a month. You've taken your time with it over the last 3 years, so we can really probably have a great experience listening to this upcoming EP.
Oh, I hope so.
The 6 songs that are going to appear on the EP, did you write them specifically for the EP?
I didn't write them specifically for an EP. I was writing them with, like, I guess having a new project in mind, but I didn't really ever write them because I wrote a song beforehand. There's no theme that I had in mind. It wasn't, oh, I'm going to write this song, and it's going to be about this, and this. I just wrote when it came to me and then decided to place them all together, and they kind of formed a story of their own.
I love it. I love it. It's just coming together extremely organically.
Yes, 100%.
I love that. That's what's going to really make people resonate with your music, is people can tell when stuff is organic, like it's not just thrown together, like you really took your time and probably put a lot of emotion into it, poured yourself into each and every song that we're going to anticipate on the EP.
Yes, I always have to take my time with my songs and make sure that I love them like months after still. Right. So that I know that I don't want to get sick of my own songs or hate them later.
That is a great idea. That is an absolute great idea, because if you can tolerate to listen to it for months on end, then that means other people will as well. I know you said you're going to school for creative writing. What exactly, besides, you know, you're already a really great songwriter, what else do you want to apply that into doing? Is there other things that you want to get into doing with the creative writing?
Definitely. I mean, I'm looking at freelance work right now, and I'll probably keep it going, and maybe I'll write a poetry book, or I've taken up film photography classes at my class and really fallen in love with that, and kind of wanted, I've had some thoughts about releasing books of photos and poems and stories and things. So I have some other things in mind, definitely.
Now that is dope, especially being out there in New York. You can probably find some great places to do photo shoots or just even do some like freelance type photography. That is amazing. I love that you're getting into that as well.
Yeah, it's been so much fun just exploring new hobbies.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I definitely appreciate you sharing your journey with us. And we have this song, it's called Out in the Streets, that we're going to check out. It's also here in rotation on the Hype 87.3. Tell us a little bit about this song. What does it mean to you, and who produced it?
Yes, this was produced by Nick Brown. We recorded it in, I believe, September at Blackbird Studios. It's a song by Blondie that I just really fell in love with because it was so unique and kind of an underground Blondie song that I hadn't heard anyone really talk about. No one at least my age knows about it, so I wanted to kind of revamp it, but stay true to Debbie Harry and just pay homage to her and all that she's done.
I love that. I love the fact that you really pay, you know, homage to other people, because what I always have been told by my elders is we get our blessings from God, not man. So when he sees us, you know, paying homage to people or maybe blessing other people, giving thanks to people, he's going to continue to bless you. So you're out here paying homage to, you know, the people that you been inspired by. So that is amazing. Not too many artists do that. So definitely I love that. I love that about you.
Well, thank you. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else that you have coming up in the works? Any other projects, or do you have other business ventures or anything that we need to make sure everybody's aware of before we check out the song?
I think we covered everything that's coming up. I got a new EP in the works, and I've started writing more songs, and I will be having some shows in California this summer, I believe. I just got to confirm them. So they will all be posted on my socials or on my website, jettjenkins.com. That is everything you need.
I love it. Absolutely. Jettjenkins.com. And they can find all your social media on there. But why don't you go ahead and tell them your Instagram as well? Because I know a lot of people love going straight to Instagram.
Yes. My Instagram is Jett Jenkins Music.
Awesome. But I love the fact that you have a website. I'm a big advocate for that. I tell every artist that I sit down with an interview, you have to have that, because that is your domain. Nobody can take that from you.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram can get hacked, or IG can shut it down, and then we're lost in the sauce, you know. But having your own website, nobody can take that from you. So that is amazing. Do you think you'll develop any type of Jett Jenkins merch, or, you know, anything around your brand at some point in time?
Yes. I have some merch that I released from the Through My Eyes EP, and I have a few little things in the works for the cover, the break cover, like some new stickers and things.
Cool. I love it. People love merch and, you know, stuff that's memorabilia type stuff, or based around, like you said, your EP or any, you know, particular song. So they can purchase that on your website.
Yes, everything is on my website.
All right, so you guys heard it. Make sure you go tune into her website. Now, I know you have a lot of people that love you, support you. They may hear this now or hear it later. Anybody that you in particular you want to give thanks to or shout out to?
My lovely mom is also my manager. She's the best, and she supported me through all of my music endeavors, so...
Absolutely. Definitely shout out to her. And is she still in Texas?
No, she lives out in California now. She got out too.
Okay. She said, peace out. I'm leaving. My baby girl left. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and get into the song. Definitely anybody tuned in, checked in, make sure you follow Jett Jenkins on her social media. Go to her website. And of course, we have DJ T Money coming up next in the mix, so you guys stay tuned for him. But right now, we're going to go ahead and get into the song Out in the Streets. Can you introduce it for us?
Yes. This is Out in the Streets by Jett Jenkins.
Let's go. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking some time with us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Of course. It's been amazing. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You guys stay tuned. Let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.